Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
But I want us to read from Matthew chapter 6. Let's start from verse 24. And please, I need your attention. Please look at your screen. Our Lord Jesus was saying, he said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to one and despise the other. You cannot. The grammatical implication of the word cannot is that it cannot happen. It's impossible. You cannot serve two masters. Next verse, quickly. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, where what ye shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Now, you have to itemize all the points Jesus mentioned, because it's very easy to just read through, you know. So I'm not in a hurry this morning. Once 9:30, I'm going to sit down. Yeah, you should say amen, actually, because I'm not the only one who breaks my promise, so you should. But at least I'm honest about it. I mean, some people... let me just stay out of there. Let me mind my business this morning. So, take no thought for it. He said, is not this life more than what? Meat. And the body more than what? For you. Therefore, I say unto you. Now, the word therefore means, based on what I have said earlier, because of this, I'm saying to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat. This one, behold the fowls of the air, for they do not sow. The fowls of the air do not obey the law of sowing and reaping. Pay attention. Jesus is talking. Okay. Neither do they reap. So, if you don't sow, you don't what? So, the birds, they don't sow. So automatically they don't what? So if you don't want to, if you like the fact that Jesus said there's no need to sow, also know that while others are going to the farm to get the harvest and sharing testimonies, you'll be there clapping for everybody. He said they do not gather into barns. These are things that pertain to men. He said, yet your heavenly Father, come on, say heavenly Father, he feeds them. The question, are you not much better than these birds? So if you can answer this question with your full chest, you will stop hustling. See, a lot of us are hustlers. Hustling is not a kingdom activity. Have you ever heard the term, one road doesn't lead to the market? But you can only take one road at a time. It's amazing how... See, I'm going to show you something here. Because it's amazing how we build our case in court. I'm going to show you something. The reason why many of us cannot accept what Jesus is saying, I will show you 1 second. He said, verse 28 now, and why take ye thought for raiment? Oh, did I skip a verse?
Yes.
Which of you, by taking thought or by worrying, can add one cubit unto his stature? Some of you want to be tall. Some of you want to be shorter. You may not know how blessed it is to be short or small, until you need to pass through a very small hole. So keep aiming higher. But I assure you, a day will come, you will need to pass through a very small hole. You now realize that, I wish. God made everything beautiful. So it is wrong for a generation to come and say the standard for beauty is height. Tall, dark. But you all believe that. And you are all praying for it. But a generation will come. A few years ago, they said you have to be a particular body type. Later they came now. Say the thing has changed. Somebody just wakes up and determines which body type. Then everybody will start running to the gym. Meanwhile, we have established our own gym, so we are going to make money. Keep. Which is the body type now? I say it's I don't know what they call it, but whatever, we have it. So it's 70,000 per annum. And I cannot tell you not to pay because it's my own work. Before I preach this scripture to you, I will first collect the 70,000. Because I know even if I tell you Jesus said, you will not believe. You have to be smart. Some of you are putting your money in businesses that are dead, studying courses that are dead. It's good to have an MBA. But ask your professor if he has ever started a business. If he said he has not, go and learn business from somebody who has done business before. That person has more sense than your professor. He said, and why take ye thought of raiment? For raiment, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, they don't labor, they do not spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon. Now, for you to understand this scripture, you need to go and look at Solomon. His raiment, this entourage, all dressed in gold. And God said in his sight, Solomon was not even as beautiful as the flowers. So if you want to get married now, you can look for a pet name that has a very nice flower name, Peach, you know, something flora for your wife. You know, that's a nice pet name. Stop calling her, Mommy Adrian. Because people don't bear Gbenga, they don't bear Tunde again. All those ancient and modern names. They bear Adrian, Brian. What's the name of your daughter again? All those nice names that Oyinbo man can pronounce. Before they know that you are not in Nigeria, they would have given you the visa because even your name is okay. Ayo is still fine. Which one is Benga? And change your name. Say Solomon was not even arrayed. Verse 30. Wherefore, God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of little faith? That means what you require to be blessed at the level of material things like clothing, feeding is what? Little faith. So when you are blessed, and you can wear designer and all of that. Your faith, if that's what you've, like you prayed and God answered, that's your level. Wow. So when they see you in the spirit, and say, oh, brother, little faith. Wow. Sister, little faith. That's how they refer to you. They won't call you by your Adrian or Norella or Noella. All those nice things. Nobody will call you down. They'll say, oh, brother, little faith. Wow. Sister, little faith. Say, why are you calling that? Say, that's your name. Say, no, I'm brother Gwenga. We don't have those names here. Your brother, little faith. Because everything you use your faith for was for the Ashoke and the wedding you are going for next 2 weeks, and you need to pay. The Bible says you have little faith. Please tell your neighbor, ask her, do you have little faith? Ask your neighbor, are you the one pastor is talking about? Now, I hope you know that Jesus was not saying, don't wear designers. Because it's your money you are spending. It's not, as long as I'm not getting the debit alert, I'm fine. What God said is that he has already provided for it. So if you are using your faith for things like this, you are not growing that faith. You are killing it. Come on, are you here now? Oh, you are not here. I said if you are using your faith for clothes, and it's good though, but just the amount of energy you should allocate to things like clothes, shoes should be little. Don't use all your faith. Oh God, fire, fire, I claim it, I claim it. By the time you use 1 hour to pray for clothes and shoe, what energy do you have to pray for the real things? So God said, just use 1% of the balance in your account to take care of. Don't do VG because of roller case wedding. I must not be put to shame. I must be part of those that will wear the Ashebi. Meanwhile, that thing is 40,000. And your own salary is 60,000. So, you see, most problems are self-inflicted. It's okay to tell your friend, you know, I love you. But you know, but you will not agree. You must not agree. Because you've been seeing all those girls on Reels and Facebook that are always dancing and this thing. And you, the brother, I saw you to move away from that video and watch my own channel. You will not watch my channel. You will not watch my channel. You'll be... Where I will tell you about things like this. You'll be watching all those dancing Salomes until they cut your head off. One prophet said they cut your ear off. They take your ear. Say Yoruba prophet. Say Ogbe Eletilo. Say prophet. So be careful. Protect your eyes. We are not started though. I'm still coming. So if Jesus is saying don't think about it, it means for me to find the provision. For me to find the provision he has made, for which he said don't think about it, I must first stop worrying. Hey, did you hear what I said? If you worry, you will not see it. You will not see that provision. You will not see what Jesus has prepared. You will not see what your heavenly Father has kept. Because the energy you should be deploying for faith, you used it for something of little consequence or weight. So our Lord Jesus didn't just tell us to be spiritual. He actually taught us how we could be spiritual. And one of the ways to be spiritual is not to worry. It's just like you're about to get married. They say people develop cold feet. MJ, when we are going to get married, did you... I don't know. I think she was just comfortable. She just know I'm not going anywhere. Like, but really, let me just ask. You know, I've never asked you. No, it's okay to have cold feet too. Did you feel like maybe I'll just disappear one day? Like, you won't see me on the wedding day. No, seriously, did you think about it? You talked about it with all the assurances I gave you. Even my wife thought about it. So it's like a... But do guys think... Pastor David, you didn't think about it. Is there any brother here that thought that his wife would not show up? I don't think... Dami, did you think your wife would not show up that day? You are a Christian. I don't think there's anybody that worries about such things. His own mind is even like, let's finish quick and move on. Are we laughing? Okay, tell me. Yeah. Oh, goodness. The wife is even thinking she may not even show up. Oh, my God. Now, you can see that if you have not learned how not to worry about things like, I don't know what I'll wear to church tomorrow. Most of you thought about that thing last night. Up to 6 p.m., like, I don't even know what I'm going to wear. Yeah. You see, well, I have a business that I do, but most of you, if you come, I'll come and look at your wardrobe. But it's not free. You know, when I analyze your wardrobe, I will tell you, these ones are for Sunday. Because some of us, the things we wear, even God has to shut his eyes to look to. They are not worthy of his eyes. But it's fashionable. So I'm just passing by. Now let's look at the provision of our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 32 and verse 33. That's why I dressed like this morning, because some people will feel that I'm a sadist. So you see me? Uh-huh. So you can see. I'm not one of those pastors that just talk to you. I talk and I do. So in case you may see me tomorrow, I just wear the same thing with knee and, you know. So don't think that I'm against dressing well. But I did not use my faith for this one. That's what I'm telling you. Are you somebody else's faith? For after all these things, do the Gentiles seek? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. So Jesus defined to us who or what a Gentile is. When I mention the word Gentile, what do we generally think about? Unbelievers. People who have no fear or regard for God. People who do not submit to God. Who are not Christians. But Jesus here introduces to us another concept that you could be in the kingdom but be a Gentile. Not by committing sin, but by living a kind of life, a carnal life. Again, we are informed there that all these things that we are worrying about, God knows. It's not your prayer that informed him. It's not your fasting that notified heaven that there's fire in Maryland, there's fire in Mende. His eyes behold everywhere God's children are. His eyes are there. Yes, in your house. Huh? God's eyes are in your house. Nothing happens without his permission. As far as you are concerned. Thank you, Lord. Nothing happens. You may be shocked to hear this, that nothing is happening in your life now that he doesn't know about. Your prayer did not inform him. Your prayer was just for you to register that something is going on. But that you, and he's not waiting for your prayer to take action. Through this set of scriptures, Jesus is trying to establish a pattern of trust that we must have in Jesus, in God, such that you can sleep, knowing that as far as your life is concerned, there are things that cannot happen to you except Baba approves. No matter what Satan is doing, Satan cannot touch Job unless God approves. He cannot. I know Satan is very crafty. He told God, he said, let me touch him. And God said, don't touch his life. Is that not what God said? Yes. You can deal with him, but don't touch his life. What did Satan do? He killed everybody around him. As you are growing in faith, make sure those around you are growing. You know? Do you know if there was one man or one of the sons of Job that was like Job, even in a little way, Satan would be able to touch him? Because his own faith would have, you know, been able to handle that thing. But those boys, there's something we call Yahoo. They always go on Yahoo. You know, but they walk about. They just flanger. We are in Christ. We are in Christ. But being in Christ does not mean you should not enjoy your life. So they are always in that area, that realm. So they are always partying. Satan came and smote them. The insurance covered Job. Job's life. He did not cover any other thing. So you, as you are living holy, tell your children. Tell the people around you. Don't say because you are living in pastor's house. Don't say because. When people want to deceive you, they will say because. Once I hear because, I know there's a problem. Give me that scripture. Next verse, 33. So this is the recommendation. Then we will now extract this scripture. This is the recommendation for living a kingdom life. He said, seek ye first. Come on, say first. So there are things that the Lord expects to see if he looks at your script. There's a compulsory question. Question 1 to 5. Some of you just started answering. Meanwhile, the instruction is answer only 5. Because some professors are born wicked. That's their assignment, wickedness. Even in the kingdom of darkness, they are in the department of wickedness. Not everybody will expect that question 1 should be then he will give you four very difficult questions and then tells you, answer only question five. But you see, you are already mesmerized. You know, there's a way you read some questions, your eyes become blurry. You just realize, what have I been doing? The last idea is like I didn't read. Like some of us now wanted to take our school fees, collect our school fees back last week, and they refused to give us. Come say, so we are not doing it again. I can't, this thing is more than my energy. I want money, I don't want book. Give me my money. They say, you've paid. The question is, the instruction is, out of these five questions, answer only one. And that one is question five. Meanwhile, question one to four has advanced statistics, advanced calculus, advanced probability, differentiation, integration. And when you saw it, your eyes became very, you started sweating. I was invigilating an exam last 2 weeks, and somebody said, please, man, this place is hot. And everybody said, yes, it's hot. He said, this one will not, the AC will not save you. Let me on it. If you don't know the answer, you don't know the answer. So they put on the AC. And one girl, you can tell that this one went to club all through the semester, sat down beside one girl that looked very discreet and this one must have read. So when they were writing the exam, she had pallied that one. So that one will be writing. She will now open the script like this, as though she's trying to check something here. So that one is copying this side. So I went to the young lady. I said, you, most likely you have read. Eh? But you have signed a covenant with your forefathers that you will fail. I said, I will not. The next time I come and I see you, the way you are flipping your script, I said, the exam is over. She said, I did not do it. I said, stop it. Stop using bedroom voice. Who are you? I told her, I said, go and submit. So that other girl that was copying from the other side, the moment that girl walked out, she started sleeping. Oh, wow. Now, let's look at this critically. We don't have so much time. Before Jesus began to speak to us about the kingdom, he first spoke to us about whose master? Who is the master over this life? You see, sometimes we look at some of these scriptures and they look like they are separated. No. Jesus spoke about the fact that everybody on earth has a master. Whether you realize it or not is now another matter. And Jesus, I remember once he was preaching and he said to the Pharisees, he said, you are of your father the devil. Now, when Jesus makes such a statement now, sorry, when you read that scripture where Jesus said, you are of your father the devil, does it really bother? Are you the one Jesus is talking to? He's talking to the Pharisees. Huh? Think again. Who are the Pharisees? They were the religious leaders of those days. Imagine that all the pastors gather. Jesus now comes in. Where are the people here? He said, we are the pastors in Lagos, the ones organizing concert. And we are here, want to have PFM meeting, CAN meeting. And Jesus, all of you belong to the devil. He? Now, you now happen to be passing by. You now notice your pastor is among them. Are you going to that church on Sunday? That Jesus said, all of you, you are of your father. Now, Jesus didn't say, oh, you people, you allow Satan to use you. He said, no. Satan is an emphatic statement. Satan is your father. That means Satan gave birth to you. Pastors. Jesus said that about people who knew the law, that Satan was their father. Again, Jesus said, and put up that the first verse, Jesus said, you cannot serve. And I will show you what Jesus means by you cannot serve. Put up that scripture. Is it 20 or 24? No man. The word no man there includes president, pastor, wife, divorcee, single father, single mother, or those acting single, young boy, young girl, everybody is covered under the word, that word, no man. No man can serve. That means, no matter the lie I tell myself, I am in the service of at least one of these masters. Even if I say, I do not believe in God, I am a man of myself. Nobody can change my mind. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you are speaking after the influence or under the influence of at least one of these masters. So, the best thing for you to do is to understand what are the things we are talking about here. So that you can regularly check yourself. Huh? For instance, let me give you an example. Now, you may not like this one, but it probably explains it a bit. Huh? If you have a friend, a brother, Brother Tunde has a friend, Mata. They are both Christians. But Tunde goes to the house of Martha. Maybe when coming back from work. And most times around 11 p.m. He will eat there. Eh? Who said whom? Are you guilty as child? He will eat there. They will talk about how their day went. In fact, sometimes, in fact, he has like a t-shirt or two shirts there. He has a toothbrush. Not every time, but he sleeps there. Now, if me, I don't know, you know, our level of holiness is different from each other. Some of us are still aspiring. Now, if I ask if Pastor Femi sees Brother Tunde coming out of that house around 6 a.m., rushing back to work because he could not go back home the night before. Sir, what are you doing here? You came to collect some. He said, no, I stayed over. I stayed over where? He said, here, with Sister Martha. He said, why now? Just 2 days ago, my wife and I were analyzing all the people in our set when we were on campus then, who claimed that the lady in their room was their younger sister. A long list. You know, I'm not joking, like long list. Some of them are married today. I thought you told me this girl is your younger sister. And truly, how can the zona, not branch, not fellowship, zona. Most zones have like how many branches, like 3-4 chapters of the fellowship. They say area or zona. And this is the zona prayer court. And Busayo stays with. No, if, and then I look at you, you are very, it's just like I'm seeing Bro AY and Busayo. If Bro AY tells me Busayo is his younger sister, I will not doubt. Unfortunately, he said they are from the same village. Unfortunately, that's not the case because later they got married. What happened? You are no more, are we no longer brethren? So you should be asking direct questions. So if somebody tells you, it's my sister, I say, wait. Explain. Is it sister in Christ? If it's sister in Christ, don't sleep there again. So some people do not know that the fact that you can actually go to a house and sleep there overnight means that you are not a servant of God. They don't know. You have chosen your master because you have no restraint. There's nothing that controls you. Some people say, it's my pastor. Just to alone. Don't sit down. Just stand up. Remain standing. Amen. Stand at ease like this. Just let me sit down because I'm coming from somewhere. You just stand. Just stand. Just to alone. Some of us, we are still building our faith. Put up that scripture because people are still not seeing that scripture. I said before Jesus, you see, the reason why many of us cannot but worry is because we publicly claim to follow one master. But the one that is actually determining the course of our life is another one that is very quiet, that nobody knows. If they ask you today, who do you pledge allegiance to? Many of us will come out and say, Jesus. But the one who makes the decisions for us
in very critical conditions, knows that he is our real master. So Jesus said, you cannot. Because there are people who think they can. He said, you cannot serve two masters. Now look at how Jesus defined service. He used two words. Please look at your screen. Are you here now? Are you here now? Now, if you think that because you are married, you have escaped, I will come and explain your own matter to you later. Because some people think that, ah, thank God, I'm not part of those that are visiting people in the middle of the night and wanting. I have your own cooked. So if the Lord allows me second service, I will open your file and I will read your names out with your phone numbers and the days you went to where you went. Look at that scripture. He said, for either he will hate one and love the other, he will hold on to one and what? Despise. Do you know what it means to despise? You despise. There's an attitude to it. Now, there are two words that are very critical here. Number one is the idea of love. That when God says you cannot serve two masters, the first thing he's talking about is your love for who you claim to serve. He broke it down. And you see, look, sometimes, you know, the word serve means bond. B-O-N-D. It's the same word that is used for marriage. It's the same word that is used when you get a new job and they ask you to sign a bond. Maybe in some of our banks where they give you cars when you resume, or they do stuff, or you are in a company and they tell you cannot leave this company until after 2-3 years you sign. Or like in my wife's case, they told her she could not get pregnant. Yes. And I told her, well, no, we have been waiting for 8 years. This courtship was for 8 years. I cannot guarantee you. I don't know. I will try, but I don't think this is the job for you. You know, then they were going to pay her, I think then, over 100 and maybe 80,000 or something. Very good, better than, over 200, 300. My wife, because of me, left that job and took a 60,000 naira job. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So. So. You can, I know you can never do it. See? Now, hello. Times have changed. It's not, come on, are you here now?
Yes,
I'm trying to interpret this scripture in a practical way so that you can just get it. Because when I enter second service, I will start talking about the mysteries and the dimensions of the terrestrial and the wombs of the immortal. So that's second service. But this one, I want to, yes, so you will now, somebody's asking that immortals have wombs. Now, please, hear me. There are, if my wife had accepted that thing, you know, she would not, the MD of that telecoms company, that green one, will be in his house, sleeping with his girlfriend, traveling abroad. Me, I'll be in my house in, trying not to, maybe Joshua would not have been born. It would have been another son or child. So why will I allow one MD who is in Dubai with his girlfriend be detecting my life? And I call myself a Christian. So for me, it was a question of whose master you submit to. It was not a question of the money. Funny enough, my wife took up the job of 60,000, and in less than 3 months or so, they now moved the salary times 3. So God rewarded that for... It's not like she applied. They just did a salary thing in First Bank, and the thing jumped up. So this other one would have been better for her initially. But this was the one that God used to lift her up. So sometimes God may tell you to do something that may not really make sense. It looks like you are losing. But he has seen the end. Today, my wife is not even a banker again. But look at the decision she was asked or required to make. And she had to choose a poorer, in quote, decision because she wanted to be with me without conditions. So nobody will tell you, oh, the brother is not. The brother may not have a bed right now or a mattress, but you need to be sure he has a vision. Because Adam did not have a bed. Adam did not have a bed. They slept on the floor. Yes. Be sure he has a vision and ask him direct questions. What exactly is your vision? Exactly. Don't just say you have a vision. Say yes. Okay, thank God. Let's marry. No. Because your vision will tell you whose master governs or rules over this man's life. You know who to report him to if he begins to misbehave. Put up that scripture. Jesus said the first indicator for which we can describe somebody who serves God or who has a master is that he will love that master. In the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, there are laws that support, that defines the parameters of a bond. In fact, one of the rules or the laws in the Old Testament states that when a servant has fulfilled the terms of his bond, he should be released with his family to go. But for instance, sometimes the servant may say, I don't want to be free from, I love my master. That's the word. I love my master. I'm happy here. Huh? It's just like, how many of us know Bishop Abiy? You know him, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's the most popular number two in any ministry worldwide. Not most popular. By every right, he's also a GU. Do you know that, okay, this is for pastors, but let me just show it at you. Do you know that at some point, Bishop Wedekpo called Bishop Abiy and said, that church in Abuja, Goshen, Winners Church, that you should take it. Change the name. You know, Bishop Wedekpo has had a lot of disappointment in life, but he will never talk about it. So, we move on. We've never had an unhappy day. Never better yesterday. Glory to God. He said, when we had nothing, we were happy. We were joyful. Glory. It is not in your... He will just slap you, bam. Those men, you need to be close to them to know their history. So this is an insider information. He said, go. You have saved me. Go. That man is over, I think it's about 60 now. He said, go. Take that. Go. That Goshen church is about 35,000 seater. That's the main Abuja church. Now, our father in the Lord, Bishop Abiy, said, I'm not going anywhere. When I came, God didn't tell me to start. He said, I should follow you. He said, so I'm here to follow you. So, sometimes you may tell the servant, go. You have been with me. You've learned the business. Go. And the servant will say, no, I'm happy here. And that is where this scripture is coming from. You see, most of the things Jesus said, he got them from the Old Testament. He said, so that servant will say, I'm willing to stay here forever. So God now said, what you must do, you must bore a hole in the ears of that servant so that wherever he goes from today, nobody can touch him. He is now like you. Oh. The way you will go out and defend him, it's not the same way you will defend a servant that is on salary. This one is now your property. Whosoever toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his own eye. That is the promise. That is what God is talking about here when he says, loving, put up that scripture. He said, either you will love the master and hate the other, which means the moment you take that decision like this, any other thing that is not defined in who your master, your mentor is, you cannot love it. You cannot go to a party or end of year party where they will be glorifying Satan because your master will not want it. It's not about what is trending. There are some things you cannot put on because now you are dressing for him.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. You know, this issue of dress is one of the areas to easily know who controls your life. Eh? I know it's trending, but I hope you know the God of this world is a God of trend. The God of this world is a God of trend. So if it's okay for you because he's trending, we know your master.
Yeah.
Don't let's pray or argue. We know your master. Jesus said the first condition. What's the first condition? The condition of what? Of love. Who you love. And what's the second condition? He said, you will hold on to one and despise. So, Femi, come. Yeah, some of you don't know what it means to hold. You know, when we were, next month we are going to join Toby. So she will say, we'll hold on to you. What's that thing we say during swearing? When you swear your life away, you say, we'll hold on to you. I worship you to my body. All those things. All those things people lies, you tell yourself. You know what it means to hold on to one? Is to clutch. You clutch in a way that you cannot see any other. Nothing defines that moment like the person with you. You are so focused on Femi. Femi. Amen. Femi. You know, that there's Shegun doesn't exist anymore. John doesn't exist anymore. Your me doesn't exist anymore. Isaac doesn't exist. You become easily irritated at the thought of anything that is not Femi. In fact, if one of Femi's friends were to come to you and say, "Are you sure Femi really loves you?" You just block him. Bah! This is evil. You just block him. How dare you? You don't even know if it's a test. You just block the guy. Thank you, Femi. You say you hold. It seems to be like the way a woman that loves you holds onto you. She grips you, or you grip. There is an attitude to it that suggests that this is my reality. So nowhere in this does it suggest that you are being made to serve, because even when you don't want it. Are you with me? Nowhere in that scripture does it suggest that you are being made to serve God out of force. I was watching a video. I was watching a video last two nights or so. I was just awake. And I saw a video. Some of you might have seen it, about a lady. A lady was sharing her testimony, you know, talking to her pastor. Say her grandmom somewhere in Oshogbo used to wake them up every morning at 5 a.m. And God bless those kind of mothers, you know. She'll wake up everybody in the house. They will go sweep the church and clean the church before everybody comes. Then after the service, they wait to clean up again. And when the grandmother was about to die, she called all the children. So she was talking about this particular daughter here. So she prayed for all of them, because she said, "I will soon die." So she was blessing them. But when they got to this girl, she told the girl to kneel down. Then she laid hands on her and said the exact words, "You have been with me in all my sorrows. Yet you have been with me every time I went to serve God by cleaning the church." Say, because of that, whatever would have been my reward in this life, let it now come to you. A young girl. See, we are all inside this church now. We are not the same. Oh. The girl said, "Pastor, I have never begged for anything since that prayer. I have never knocked on any door and said, 'Help me.' Say, they'll just come. 'Do you want? There's one job. Do you want? There's the one thing. Take. I feel like..." She said she knows where the blessing is coming from. Yeah. She said, "I didn't do anything for it." He said, "It was my grandmother who said, 'From today, I will not suffer or labor again.'" That's what service is. The woman was not a pastor, but she grew that authority on the strength of serving God. She didn't win a soul. All she did was cleaned for years, faithfully. Nobody said thank you to her. She just comes, does it, wait, cleans up. Sometimes after she cleans, some people will still mess the place. She'll go clean it again. And her granddaughter is the one benefiting now. And the guy said she has never applied for anything. She has never begged anybody. If she's thinking about it, somebody will just come and say, "Take." God rewards service. stewardship. And one of the things Satan can do to destroy or limit you from the ability to serve God is what I call weight. Load. You have so many things on your life. So many things you are thinking about. Challenges. When you think about it, where do we start from? You have the mind, but you cannot because of the things that are around you. Let me tell you, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your mind and with all your strength. Listen to me, the scripture also said, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will remove sickness from the midst of thee. There are some diseases that only serving God can remove, not prayer. Not prayer. Especially when Satan has targeted you, that he wants to destroy you. You can go to God like Ezekiah and say, only the living can praise you. If I die, who will be praising you? Who will be singing for you? You may think that prayer is weak, but the guy got 15 years to his life. He was the only king or the person in the Bible who knew the day he would die. The only human being to date who knew the day he would die. Because he went to God and said, if I die now, I will not be able to praise you again. And I want to praise you. Ah, you want to praise me? You are not even asking for your kingdom. You want to praise me? Oh yeah, 15 years. Come on, say, I was made for the praise of God. I want you to say it with faith. I was made for the praise of God. Now, what I've shared with you is so important because when it comes to the issue of serving God, nobody can make that decision for you. But please note that there is something Jesus mentioned here, and which is the attitude with which we embrace or serve him, which also means that you can look at people and see what they become most emotional about, and you can tell who they are serving. You know, one of the things Satan has told me severally is that I have missed out on the best part of my life. Yeah, that's what he said to me. And maybe he's right. Maybe. Because he told me. Sometimes, you know, you just wake up, you be hearing strange thoughts. He said you should have been sinning since then. Now, God will still use you. I'm telling you, like, see now, your youthful life wasted. You are now becoming old. Now, it's too late. Even if you want to sin now, your conscience will not allow you. Or you will not even enjoy it. Have you ever come to a sin and realize you didn't enjoy it? So Satan talks to you like that. I see, others who are going to share around this thing, you say, see your life. See your life. See your life. See your life. But there was a brother like that before HIV became very popular. Who listened to that kind of thought? And he became the first person on their campus then to contract HIV. We heard this story because of the person who used to be his friend. That man today is known as Billy Akoni. Billy Akoni told us about his brother. And he said his brother was so anointed that anytime he was teaching the word of God, Billy could not talk. Now, have you listened to Brother Billy before? Huh? Do you know how solid Billy Akoni is? Now, if Billy Akoni tells you that there is somebody he respects, even as a student, then that tells you a lot about that brother. But the person also heard the same voice. Every voice you are hearing is an attempt to recruit you. Because Satan is also in the market looking for more customers. I refuse to be recruited. You will not hear the voice of Satan. You will hear the voice of Shegun or Laura or Cassandra or Monica. Those are the voices you will hear. You will hear the voice of Shawn Michael, Kemi with an H, K-H-E-M-M-I-E, Kemi. You will hear Nikki. You will hear Queen B. Those are the voices you'll be hearing. The lie of the devil to tell you you can still quickly recover some of your lost years. But don't forget, Jesus said, how do I know your master? I will see who you love. I will see who you are emotional about. I will see what you are passionate about. I will see what is strong enough to tilt you away from me or make you decide for me. That is how I know who your real master is. Not that they named you Jesu Gbemi during your naming ceremony. They can name you Thank God. There's one brother I know, Thank God. His name is Thank God, but he's very rebellious. If I don't think I'm going to have a son or a child again, but if I have a son, I'll name the child Bishop. But your name can be Bishop. I didn't say I'm looking for a child. So I'm just telling you that you must go back and revisit the reason why you were born. The prophecy that surrounded your birth. The unique experiences that followed your existence. And make a decision. Because having a master, Satan doesn't like what I'm saying. But since he's here, let him also hear this message. So, as we round up, I want you to know, this is part three of this message. So, second service, we'll have part four. I was telling my wife, very soon, maybe in the next 2 weeks or so, we're going to have a Sunday service, maybe three Sunday services, and all we'll do is we'll be praying. All through. The choir will just sing, they will pray. It's like we need to pray. Huh? We'll pray. So when the choir is done like 8:30, we'll pray till like 10:30. So somebody is wondering, you cannot. I will lock the door that day. I will hold the key. I'll be dangling the key as we are praying so that you can. So you have to take me out. You have to shoot it for you to collect that key. Even if you shoot me, this house still hold the key. But we'll pray, and the Lord will give us victory. So today, I want you to see the direct correlation between who owns you and answered prayers. Are we together? Answered prayers. Because everything Jesus said after that verse was a direct product of who actually your master is. When he said, don't worry, it's because he is your master. But if you have another master and you are here, you should worry. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning.